104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. It is 7:04. We're going to top out at 56 today. I got a text here that says, "Oh, Andy, come on. How can you be in a bad mood? After last night's episode, you were right about who was on the phone."
Oh, were you?
Well, I wasn't entirely right. I was mostly right about who was on the phone.
Oh.
On
how are you mostly right?
The Walking Dead.
I'm confused.
Okay, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. For those of you who have not seen last night's episode of The Walking Dead, that means if you don't want to find out what I'm about to tell you, change the channel for the next 30 seconds. Rick's dead wife was on the phone.
What?
Eventually. He's hallucinating.
Oh.
There's no phone service in the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
So, first it was all the past characters that had died, and then the last one was Lori.
That makes sense.
His dead wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're safe to turn it back now. Yeah, it was. I just saw it this morning, though, because I knew I would get a text like that if
yes.
I didn't watch it at
That's
some point.
True.
I was way too tired to watch it last night. I fell asleep I was out by 7:45 at least. I saw the first touchdown of the Steelers-Ravens game, and that was about it. Shortly after that, I was out.
You poor thing. The Wizard of Oz is on last night. I watched that with the girls. That was fun.
You mean you didn't watch the AMAs? OMG.
I watched the last part of the AMAs. So I saw Justin Bieber win, and then I saw the
What was
Psy
the big award he won? Best
artist.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw the Psy and MC Hammer performance, which was pretty cool.
I wonder if he knows he even stole that award.
You know, the people that he was up against, I am very surprised.
Yeah. When the award is Best Artist.
And the weird thing is Maroon 5 was up for it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
their
more
album
of an individual
is really good.
One. I don't know. But Rihanna, Katy Perry.
But the AMAs has always been the poor man's Grammys. So.
Okay. I guess.
I am a little cranky this morning.
Yes, you are.
If you're just waking up, I am exhausted.
He barely slept.
From deer hunting over the weekend and didn't even get a deer. Now, if I'd gotten one, I think my mood would be better.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
But what kind of set me off was the fact that everybody was showing off their deer that they got.
Including my 10-year-old daughter.
And someone else's 12-year-old daughter.
Quincy got her first deer ever.
Yep.
She got it 170 yards. She's pretty pumped about it.
From a cabin.
It wasn't a
Let's
cabin.
Just say they were indoors.
Well.
Or basically shooting out the front window of the house.
No, it was like one of those little.
It had 2x4s and plywood. It was
yeah.
a cabin.
Who cares?
It's not a blind.
What is your problem?
I was roughing it out in the cold.
That's your choice.
Well, I couldn't haul 2x4s and plywood where I was going. Nor could I drive a vehicle there either.
I'm pretty sure that it was put there before that.
Seriously, there are some people who are so lazy when it comes to deer hunting, though. And I'm not knocking Quincy or her dad. All I'm saying is there are some people who are incredibly lazy. There was a guy who was hunting near us who drove his truck right up to the deer stand, walked 10 feet to the deer stand, and then climbed up in it.
What the heck?
And then got cold and climbed down and got back in the truck and sat.
That's pretty wimpy.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I wish I had some shelter.
Yeah.
When I was out in the wind. Because the wind was, until afternoon, it was cold.
Yeah, that would have not have been a whole lot
no,
of fun.
No, it was not
That's
a lot of fun.
Exactly why I would prefer not to go
but
deer hunting.
Anyway.
At least in that kind of situation.
I wish my friends weren't quite so quick to show, oh, look at the deer I got. Look at the deer. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Screw you,
after
too.
After I posted Quincy's picture, all of a sudden I was looking at the Facebook feeds and then there
yeah.
was picture after picture. I was like, oh, yeah, everybody is hunting
yeah.
today.
Hey, guess what? I just won the Powerball.
She was so excited, though. She was so
I bet.
Thrilled.
I was pretty pumped when I got my first one.
Yeah.
I was like 12.
It was from 170 yards, and she got it with one shot, and she hadn't practiced for like a month was the last time she had shot that gun, and she said she did it all by herself. She said that dad didn't even have to help her, and as soon as she shot it and hit it, and her dad saw, apparently he got really pumped.
Very excited. Yeah, Papa was proud.
So, and I was proud because, you know, I, even though I wasn't there, I was like, yay, she got one. Cause she was, she, we have a whitey board at home and she'll write things like, you know, we write like inspirational things like we're going to get 100% on our spelling test and things like that. And Quincy had wrote on there, I'm going to shoot my first deer. So, you know, that was like one of her goals and things that she wrote on there. So pretty exciting for her to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's fun the first time you get to do that. I just wish I would have got to do it at 10.
Right?
They didn't have the, what's it called?
A mentor tag.
Yeah.
And I never heard of it until this year.
Me either.
I didn't even know there was such a thing, but yeah.
I didn't either.
There's a mentor tag that you can get, and so she gets to go hunting.
My brother's 11-year-old daughter went with us, because I went over to his house Friday night. We were going down to stay at mom and dad's, and then get up early in the morning and go. Mm-hmm. And she goes, can I go with? And my brother looks at me like, think there's a problem if she goes with? I don't think so. All right, Taylor, get your stuff. Of course, she has no warm winter clothing.
Right, no warm stuff.
So she was planning on borrowing a bunch of stuff from Grandma, which she did. But and I was totally expecting her to wimp out. No, she was out all day with us.
Wow.
All day.
It's impressive.
From sunrise to sunset. So I was, well, not quite, because my dad had to leave early, so she did leave with him, but that was at like 4:30, so I mean, it was most of the day.
She made it, she was a trooper.
I was impressed. I fully expected her by 10 a.m. to be ditching out and maybe, going up to the farmhouse.
Yeah, maybe next year she can get a mentor tag.
Maybe.
And shoot one herself, that'd be pretty cool.
Maybe. So there's that. SDSU had a good weekend. The football team, they beat USD. And 31-8, and they also got themselves into the playoffs. They'll host a game against Eastern Illinois next Saturday. And the women beat Nebraska.
Number 15, right?
Yeah, Nebraska was ranked 15th in the nation, and they beat them by 60-55. So that was pretty cool as well.
Good job, Jax.
And the Twinkies are not going away completely. People, calm down.
Relax.
They're going to auction off the brand Twinkie to someone. Someone else will make it, and there will be Twinkies for whenever the zombie apocalypse comes. So don't you worry at all. We got news up next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:20. We're going to top out at 56 today. If you want a rundown of all the winners, and not the losers, but the winners at the American Music Awards last night, you can get that at hot1047.com. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Marijuana is legalized and Twinkies goes bankrupt all in the same month. Well played, America.
First world problems, for sure. So there are things that make us happy and things that don't make us happy.
Okay.
Lots of things. There have been studies out there that say people like Facebook more than they like sex. So this study seems to make a lot more sense. Researchers at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand had people rate different activities in three categories: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. And they used it to see which activities bring people the most and least happiness.
Okay.
So here's a list of the things that bring us the most happiness. Number 10, video games. Number 9, shopping. Number 8, hobbies, just in general.
Okay.
Number 7, socializing with friends in person.
Okay. I socialize number with 6, my friends in person.
Number 6, listening to music. Number 5, taking care of kids. Number 4, mediation or prayer. Or meditation or prayer, sorry, not mediation. Mediation usually is not a good thing. You have to bring in a mediator. There's a problem.
That is a problem.
Meditation.
Okay.
Volunteering was number 3. Getting drunk was number 2. And number 1 was sex. Things that make us the least happy.
Okay.
Number 10, showering. I completely agree. I hate having to take a shower.
It's a pain.
It's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I mean,
I really was looking forward to my shower yesterday.
I'm sure you were.
I was a little gamey. But number 9, fixing computer problems. Number 8, commuting. Number 7, going to work. Number 6, going to class. And here's where it starts getting interesting. Now, these are the things that bring us the least happiness. Number 5, texting.
What?
Texting was number 5 in the happiness, bringing us happiness. Number 4,
the
studying.
Unhappy, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Not that they make us unhappy, but they bring us the least.
Okay.
Like, texting doesn't make you happy.
Weird. I like to text.
Well, it may mean you like doing it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it brings you happiness.
Oh, maybe your answers aren't always.
Studying.
Yeah.
Number three, housework. Number two, Facebook. And number one, recovering from an illness.
Facebook is number two?
Yeah. In bringing you the least happiness.
Who did this study?
A university.
They're on crack.
No.
That's...
What about Facebook actually makes you happy, though?
I like reading about what's going on with my friends.
You
I like
mean
seeing pictures.
Reading gossip. Okay.
Gossip? How's it gossip?
Well, knowing what everybody else is doing.
Well, gossip's generally untrue, though, so I don't
Not
know how
necessarily.
That's...
Gossip doesn't have to be untrue.
I don't know how... I don't think it's necessarily gossip. I like to see what's going on in their lives. I like to see pictures. I like to see all that and read it.
And does it bring you happiness?
Yes, especially when they're doing good, like a baby is born or they're celebrating a birthday or
something
like
that. Or when they put FML.
I don't like that. I have put that one time, but I have very good reason.
I don't think there's ever a good enough reason.
Really? Yes,
was that all you put?
Yep.
Okay, never do that again.
No, I had good reason
for
it.
You're one of those people.
No.
If you're going to be ambiguous, don't say anything. That should be like
no, it's a
rule
way,
on
I
Facebook.
Think, no, because it's a way of venting.
It's a way of getting attention. Really? What's the matter?
I wasn't.
Is the obligatory follow-up
comment.
I wasn't
after attention. I just needed to vent.
Okay, then vent. Don't just leave an ambiguous statement on Facebook that causes everyone to ask you a question.
I didn't want to state why I was FMLing.
Mm. Okay. Just stop with the ambiguous stuff on Facebook.
I can do it if I want to.
Well, you can, but it's incredibly stupid and annoying. There are a few people on Facebook that I used to be friends with.
That you're not anymore?
Because it was the endless barrage of ambiguous statements that meant nothing and begged for attention.
Oh, there's definitely a few of those on my Facebook, but...
Stop it. I don't have the patience. I really don't have the patience for it today.
Oh, I know. I'm just not bringing up anything with you today.
Yeah. And if you had a baby, don't tell me what his name is.
Stop.
Please.
Stop. Relax.
So,
breathe.
Mash for cash.
Let's do this.
Okay. Mash for cash. Up to $135. If you can name all seven songs in the mash, we play it once. Here you go. There you go, 361-5557. If you know all seven, it's worth $135.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Sioux Falls weather. Gonna top out today at 56. Nice and sunny, 28 tonight, 59 tomorrow, Wednesday, 67. Not too shabby. Right now, it is 40. And we have the mash for cash. Somebody could win themselves $135 today from Quality Lenders. If you can identify all seven songs. And we have got Erica on the line. How are you, Erica?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, do you know all seven songs in the Mash for Cash?
I hope so. This one was tough.
Okay. Give it a whirl.
Okay. I have Black and Yellow, Wiz Khalifa, Blow Me by Pink, According to You by Orianti, Hero Nickelback, The 18 by Ed Sheeran, Life After You, Daughtry, and OMG Usher featuring Will.i.am.
How many was that?
Six, I think.
I think that was six, yeah.
Oh.
Run through the list one more time.
Okay. Hero by Nickelback, Life After You, Daughtry, Blow Me, Pink, According to You, Orianti, The 18 by Ed Sheeran, OMG Usher and Will.i.am, and then Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, it was seven, but you do have one wrong.
Oh, no. Okay.
And let's just say it was the same one that was wrong last week.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the try, Erica.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tricky,
keep
tricky.
Trying. We'll try again tomorrow. It's 7:20. It's Philip Phillips.
Oh,
yes. 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:41. We're going to top out today at 56. What was that?
Something about our shadow.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure what the deal is.
I do.
Okay.
But anyway, we have another one today.
Well, I don't know. I think she was saying it might be on the phone or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So we'll find out when we get it off.
Okay. Last Wednesday, Rhiannon Buckingham, which I'm guessing they were real big fans of Fleetwood Mac back in the day, plopped herself down in front of the Best Buy in El Cajon, California. She says she had to because, quote, last year I came 3 days early and was 17th in line and they only had 15 TVs.
Aw.
But the Best Buy management in El Cajon didn't want a shanty town springing up outside their store. So, and they were worried about safety. So after 24 hours, they had security kick Rhiannon off the property.
Oh.
Rhiannon said, quote, they said, you can't stay here. You look homeless.
Oh.
And then she said, I mean, I may be trailer trash, but I'm not homeless.
Jeez.
So she picked up and moved to a different Best Buy about 5 miles away in La Mesa, California. They promised her they don't have any plans to kick her out. She's planning to get 4 TVs, a Blu-ray player, and headphones. Overall, she'll save about $2,000 off the stuff she's buying. Well, she'll spend $2,000 less than she would at full retail.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know that anyone has started lining up around here yet.
I don't think so. I think it's too chilly around here for that.
My wife was going through the ads on Sunday and also Black Friday ads she'd seen online. And there are some things, believe it or not, that are more expensive on Black Friday than they are before. Whoops, that was the wrong drama.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
You know what we are?
What?
Suckers.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Total suckers.
Yeah.
So I would definitely rather get my head shaved than go out on Black Friday. By the way, do you know why they call it Black Friday?
Why?
It's the first day of the year that retail stores are running in the black.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where it got its name originally.
Okay.
But now it means let's assault people so we can get cheaper video games.
Yeah.
We were talking about this on Friday. I thought it would be fun. I was going deer hunting this weekend or went deer hunting this weekend. And I'm exhausted now. I'm cranky.
You are.
Very.
You're in definitely a mood I've never seen you in before.
Oh, you have. It's just.
Not quite like this.
It's different. Yeah.
Definitely different.
I don't give a damn about anything right now.
Your give a damn is busted.
It's very broken. But. That would be the thing you said that was the thing you would rather shave your head than do.
Yeah. You know, and mostly just being out in the cold, like I could handle if it's inside one of those little hut thingies or whatever.
A cabin.
They're not really a cabin. Anyway, I could handle that because at least it's not as cold, but I'm a fair weather girl. I don't really like the cold weather a whole lot. So I just would rather not.
Okay.
I would just rather not.
So fill in the blank. Okay. I would rather shave my head than whatever. I would rather shave my head than go to the Twilight movie.
I want to see it, but I promised Quincy I would wait until she got back this weekend from her dad. So
I would rather shave my head than not go see Red Dawn on Wednesday.
That looks really good.
I cannot wait to go see that movie.
That looks really good.
It looks so awesome. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. I would rather shave my head than blank. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 752. I did get a suggestion. We were talking about it off the air. Because shaving a head for a guy, not a big deal.
Not really. Yeah.
Kind of could be.
Because you kind of want to right now, don't you?
I would love to shave my head.
You're getting a little shaggy.
Well, I'm not cutting my hair till I'm at 250.
I know.
And I made a lot of progress towards it this weekend, that's for sure. But I did get a suggestion from someone, make it shave legs rather than head for men.
Oh, ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
My brain doesn't work. Got a text that said I would rather shave my head than go to the dentist.
Oh, I hear you there.
Uh-huh.
I hear you there.
Someone must be kissing our butt for something. They said I'd rather shave my head than not be able to listen to Andy and Mel every morning.
Aw.
That was nice.
Aw. That was sweet. Who was that?
Or they're trying to curry favor.
We don't have any concert tickets right now. Sorry.
No. But what would you rather shave your head / legs for? Or would you rather do than shave your... What would you rather shave your head / legs than do what? My brain is not here today.
No, it's
not. Still out in the field.
That was a hard one to follow.
I have a list of the weirdest songs that were stuck in my head, by the way, later.
Oh, I can't wait.
When I was stuck out there
that.
In the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that coming up in about 25 minutes. But you would rather shave your head than do what? Angie's on the phone. How are you, Angie?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Pretty good. So I would rather shave my head than
go on another 3-day car ride with my in-laws.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Two kids under the age of 4 years old.
Oh, that is not fun.
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's rough. I feel for you, Angie. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Troy's on the phone. How are you, Troy?
Not too bad. You?
Pretty good. So you would rather shave your head than
not be able to fill my deer tag.
Yeah. Let me guess, Troy, you got one this weekend.
No, I'm in the same boat you are.
Oh, okay.
Did not get it.
Okay.
You poor guy.
Well, we do got a couple more weeks.
Yeah, we do. But
do you have a buck tag or
no? No, I have a doe. Oh, I would have filled my tag if I had a buck tag. I saw lots of bucks.
Oh, I would have too. I seen bucks all over.
Yeah, I didn't see. I saw one doe at 400 yards, and I'm not that good.
But I talked to guys that had buck tags. All they were seeing was does.
Yeah. I think they're screwing with us.
They are. They're messing with you.
I think they're screwing with us. Well, need
your boo-boo.
And I think the deer just vaporized because yesterday we could hardly see any.
Oh, we didn't see any either yesterday at all. We gave up.
Scared after Saturday.
I suppose, yeah. They were run all over the place. Well, thanks for the call, Troy.
Yep, have a good one.
Bye-bye. I got another text message here that says I would rather shave my head and legs than listen to another Taylor Swift breakup song. what would you rather shave your head / legs than do? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. And the list of weird songs that got stuck in my head while deer hunting this weekend, some of them are very weird.
I can't
got that
wait for
coming
that.
Up. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.